Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Please be seated. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, and Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, "Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I restore it fourfold." And Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, since he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." We're thinking about this encounter through generous giving. We are entering a story of exceptional attention and affection, which Jesus extends to a man who most consider to be a traitor of his people. You see, Zacchaeus was a tax collector, a chief tax collector at that. And in this ancient place, a tax collector is one who makes his income by extracting money from his neighbors and then giving that money to a foreign, occupying, often harsh government. The work is filled with corruption, and everyone knows it. And then, suddenly, words like salvation and son of Abraham show up in the story describing Zacchaeus. These words imply a relationship with God that no one thinks that Zacchaeus deserves. The words are spoken by Jesus himself, and they come following the incident and action of generous giving by Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus' action indicates he understands that his own generous giving is merely a simple response to the extraordinary generous gift of salvation that Jesus offers to him. And when we think about generous giving, it's important to know that it is not exclusively financial in nature. Generous giving is a lifestyle of deep love for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. As the Bible describes this encounter, generous giving is relational and missional as well as financial. Think of a triangle. The triangle has three equal but separate sides. The three sides of generous giving triangle are giving up, expressing deep love for God, giving out, expressing profound love for those who are not yet Jesus followers, and giving in, expressing exemplary love for those who are part of God's family. Generous giving requires all three. Last month, we focused on giving up. This month, we are focusing on giving out. I'm sure you can guess what will happen next month. Generous giving requires all three. And giving out is an expression of profound love. It is missional in nature because the primary recipients are not yet followers of Jesus. Giving out is missional as Jesus is missional. He came to seek and to save the lost. Consider Zacchaeus, chief tax collector. He is ruthless. If he is ruthless, he will have wealth. If he is bribed and can be bribed, he will have wealth. If he is dishonest, he will have wealth. And all of his wealth will be attained at the hardship and expense of others. Consider Zacchaeus as described as rich. He has wealth. No wonder people are afraid of him. No wonder people despise him. No wonder people are condescending towards him. Every single day, this is the context of his life. Consider Zacchaeus. He wants to see Jesus. He is small in stature. He is curious. As Jesus approaches his own town of Jericho, Zacchaeus runs ahead of him and climbs up a sycamore tree. Consider Zacchaeus. Jesus stops. He looks up in the tree and he makes eye contact. Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today. Consider Zacchaeus. He is accustomed to people not stopping for him and not speaking to him. He is familiar with the disapproving stares. He knows the ugly, profane names people use when they refer to him. He is a man people love to hate. And yet, with one look and a word from Jesus, Zacchaeus hurried down from the tree and gladly receives him. Something happens. Something happens in that moment. And the people who observed that moment did not see it or sense it. And they grumble, they complain, they accuse. He has gone to be the guest of a man who is a sinner. Something happens. God's grace intersects Zacchaeus's disgrace. Jesus expresses profound love for someone who is not yet his follower. No one sees it, but Jesus knows it. Zacchaeus's life is transformed. The one who receives generous giving becomes a generous giver. Something happens. This is the kind of giving out that Jesus connects to salvation. This is the kind of giving out that Martin Luther recognizes when he describes the Christian life as consisting of faith and charity. Zacchaeus did not give to earn Jesus' love and respect. Zacchaeus gives out because he is found by a Savior who seeks and saves lost people. The encounter with Jesus changes the entire orientation of Zacchaeus' life. Zacchaeus is now giving out to others. Yes, he responds to Jesus. So he hurried down and came down and received him joyfully. Yes, he responds to the needs of the community around him, the poor and those he had defrauded. Yes, he responds with generous giving. The half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I will restore it fourfold. Jesus notices. Jesus makes the connection between giving out and new creation. Today, salvation has come to this house, since he also is a son of Abraham. Well, on another occasion, Jesus teaches about the relationship between your treasure of your life and the orientation of your life. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. In other words, your giving away gives you away. Think about it. If Jesus watches me give, would he come to the same conclusion about me, about you, that he did regarding Zacchaeus? And consider two things. First, consider how connections to lost people count. Jesus comes to seek and to save the lost. He is very intentional about that. He is intentional when he stops at that location of the tree that Zacchaeus climbs. He is intentional when he makes eye contact with Zacchaeus. He is intentional when he announces to Zacchaeus his destination is your house. I've come for you, Zacchaeus. Jesus did not isolate himself from those whose lives are completely dominated by sin. Jesus' intentional, generous giving towards Zacchaeus helps me know that God loves lost people. As a recipient of Jesus' generous giving, I want to be an intentional missionary to family and friends who are not yet followers of Jesus. That is giving out. And second, consider the importance of generous giving to mission opportunities. Jesus gives his life in order to save the lost people. Zacchaeus gives generously to the poor and the defrauded. He does not separate his wealth from his mission. He does not separate his wealth from the opportunities he sees to advance the cause of Christ in the people and places of need. He does not separate his wealth from seeking the lost. Through Jesus' death and resurrection, we are saved. We know salvation. And as a result, we give up and we give out. So when we examine my life and how I use my resources, my time, my talent, my treasures, will I find that I give generously? Generous giving is not an abstract concept. Generous giving includes giving out to others, especially those who are not yet followers of Jesus. It's true for Zacchaeus. It's true for you and me. And the issue is urgent. The time to begin is now. Give generously and rejoice. Amen. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Amen.